Welcome to Lesson 13 in our Godly Response to a Pandemic Bible Study Series. And, well, no matter how long you've lived in this world, you've probably noticed that there's plenty of bad news to go around. Now, we shouldn't be ostriches who bury our heads in the sand when a whiff of bad news comes our way, pretending as though it doesn't exist or that it's not real. We need to be knowledgeable, we need to be aware, and we need to be responsive. Yet, have you also noticed that it's the bad news that always seems to get the attention, the spotlight, and the press? Seriously, when's the last time you saw some good news plastered on the front page of the newspaper, headlining the evening news, or trending on Twitter? That's a rare occasion, isn't it? But why? You see, this problem reflects the fallenness of our hearts. In our sinfulness, we find ourselves attracted to the bad things in life, and this brings even more bad effects into our personal lives. If you want bad news, it's always there. But as followers of Jesus Christ, we of all people should know quite well there's goodness in the world all around us, vestiges and glimmers of the goodness of God. We even know the best news of all. It's called the gospel. In this lesson, we're going to take a close look at the negative effects of taking bad news to our heart and the importance of both receiving and spreading good news instead. Proverbs 12:25 says, "Anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad." We need some good news right now, don't we? But we're not going to find it in the headlines. We're going to find it in God's Word.